Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu to enlighten us on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. As well as we know, Shivratri is coming, so Prabhuji will glorify the Lord Shiva. So today's topic is also glories of Lord Shiva. So Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Hare Krishna, Pavitra Madhavi Mataji. My humble obeisances to you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. I am here, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable association and time. Now I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Mataji. So let us all begin with Mangala Charan. And before Mangala Charan, I would like to offer my sincere gratitude to Priti Vilasini Mataji for giving this opportunity to serve all of you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Twayam Rupa Kadamhiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namme Gaura Krise Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण
सो वी आर रीडिंग थ्री वर्सेस फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृत बाय श्रील कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी महाराज मध्य लीला चैप्टर 25 verses 38, 39 and 40. So the context is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is now at Prayag and there are so many Mayavadi sannyasis there who belong to the school of Shankaracharya There are thousands of Mayavadis living in Prayag, in Kashi, and they are all followers of Shripad Shankaracharya. Their leader is Prakashananda Saraswati, and Chandrasekhar and Tapan Mishra are the devotees there. They are surrounded by Mayavadis. And there is another Deccan Brahman, a Maharashtrian Brahman, who is also a devotee. And somehow, by the influence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Mayavadis are getting converted into devotees. So there is one disciple of Prakashananda Saraswati who is already convinced that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhagwan. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma is Nam Sankirtan. कृते अध्यायतो विष्णुं त्रेतायां यजतो मखे द्वापरे परिचर्यायां कलौ तद हरि कीर्तनाद. सो ही इन फ्रंट ऑफ प्रकाशानंद सरस्वती बिगिन्स ग्लोरिफाइंग चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड दीज आर द वर्सेस दैट वी आर रीडिंग. ही इज ग्लोरिफाइंग चैतन्य महाप्रभु सो दैट प्रकाशानंद सरस्वती एंड एवरीवन विल अंडरस्टैंड द ग्लोरीज ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड दे विल स्टॉप क्रिटिसाइजिंग हिम फॉर सिंगिंग एंड डांसिंग apparently like a madman. So that's why this disciple of Prakashananda Saraswati is very rightly, he is glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is quoting from Srimad Bhagavatam. This particular verse number 38 is quoted from the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Brahmaji is offering prayers to Krishna. When he is given the work of creation, he finds himself incapable of doing it. So he is praying to Krishna for empowerment. So these are some of the prayers of Brahmaji.
Tadva idam bhuvana mangala mangalaya dhyanesmano darshitam ta upasakanam tasmai namo bhagavate nuvidhe matubhyam yo naradito naraka bhag virasat prasangai.
Translation and purport: by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaye. Translation: O most auspicious one, for our benefit, you enable our worship of you by manifesting your transcendental form, which you show to us in our meditation. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you, the Supreme Person, and we worship you, whom impersonalists do not accept due to their poor fund of knowledge. Thus, they are liable to descend into hellish condition. These are Brahmaji's words, which the disciple of Prakashananda Saraswati is quoting in front of the Mayavadis. Purport: this is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 3.9.4. Let's go to verse number 39. Now, this disciple of Prakashananda Saraswati, who has fallen in love with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now he is quoting two verses from Bhagavad Gita. So, Krishna is speaking these verses in Bhagavad Gita, which are being quoted.
Avajananti mamudha manushim tanumashritam param bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram.
Translation: fools disrespect me because I appear like a human being. They do not know my supreme position as the cause of all causes, the creator of the material energy. Purport: this is a quotation from the Bhagavad Gita 9.11. So by quoting this verse, this devotee is trying to tell that, see, you are not able to recognize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that the fools are not able to recognize when I appear as a human being. So Supreme Lord Krishna has appeared in the form of a human being, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you are not able to recognize him.
Verse number 40, last verse for today. Tan aham dvishataha kruran samsareshu naradhaman shipam ajastram ashubhan Asurishva eva yonishu tan aham dushata kuran samsareshu naradhaman क्षिपाम् अजस्रम् अशुभान् आसुरिष्येव योनिषु.
ट्रांसलेशन: दोज हु आर एनवियस ऑफ माय फॉर्म. अगेन कृष्णा इज स्पीकिंग दिस वर्स. दोज हु आर एनवियस ऑफ माय फॉर्म हु आर क्रूअल एंड मिस्चीवियस एंड द लोएस्ट अमंग मेन आर परपेचुअली कास्ट बाय मी इन टू हेलिश एग्जिस्टेंस इन वेरियस डेमोनियक स्पीशीज ऑफ लाइफ. This is also a quotation from Bhagavad Gita 15.19. So in this way, the disciple of Prakashananda Saraswati is trying to convince all the Mayavadis about the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this tick 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 noise is coming from my computer, or is it something else? Is it disturbing anybody? If not, we'll just continue. Hare Krishna. Let us continue. So my dear friends, the context is that there are Mayavadis who are followers of Shankaracharya, and now the devotees, with the help of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are trying to bring them to the path of Krishna Bhakti. This Mayavadis are bewildered by the commentary of Shripad Shankaracharya. What happened was, initially in Kali Yuga, the so-called followers of Sanatan Dharma were misusing the facility given for animal sacrifice to eat meat. Gomed Yajna, actually it is supposed to give a new body to the cow with the power of the mantras. Now in Kali Yuga, those qualified Brahmins, Purohits are not there, but still in the name of Vedic sacrifices, these animal sacrifices were going on, and rampant meat eating was going on in the name of Vedas. So the Supreme Lord incarnated as Buddha and told them to forget the Vedas, because they were misusing the Vedas. So he came and he said, forget the Vedas, just become non-violent. Because his heart, Jayadeva Goswami describes in Dashavatara Stotra, the Lord's heart was breaking seeing the plight of poor animals who were being mercilessly killed. So he said, forget the Vedas, forget all the sacrifices, just become non-violent. So now people forgot the Vedas. But the ultimate aim is to bring them back to Golok Vrindavan, give them Krishna Prem. So see the Lord's plan. So then he sends Shankaracharya to re-establish the authenticity of the Vedas. But people were so sinful, they were not ready to become pure devotees yet. So step by step, first Shankaracharya came and re-established the authenticity of the Vedas. And he gave his commentary on the Vedanta Sutra to re-establish the authenticity of Vedas. Shankar Bhashya, Shariraka Bhashya, he gave that to re-establish the authenticity of the Vedas. But because people were not ready for pure bhakti, he taught impersonalism. But those intimate disciples who were ready, to them he instructed Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam. He even made his headquarters in Jagannath Puri, so that everybody will get to eat Jagannath Mahaprasad. Everybody will get darshan of Jagannath. And he also composed the Jagannath Ashtakam. Beautiful prayers. Kadachit Kalindi. We sing them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also sang them. That is Shankaracharya. Then came Ramanujacharya. And Ramanujacharya, he firmly established bhakti. Then came Madhvacharya. He gave another knockout blow to Mayavad. And then, in the line of Madhvacharya, came Madhavendra Puri, who gave Vraja Bhakti for the first time. And in that line, we have Ishwar Puri. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Swayam Bhagwan. He did the work of widespread preaching, especially Nam Sankirtan. And this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the Yugal Mantra. It is the Radha Krishna Mantra. It gives Vraja Bhakti. It gives Gopi Bhav. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. And he gave it. And his disciples, the six Goswamis, and then the three stalwart devotees, Narottam, Shamanam, Srinivas, they carried on. And then it has continued to Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and our Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Of course, there were so many acharyas, not possible to name all of them. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, all of them. It's an unbroken chain of Guru Shishya Parampara. It is coming. And pure bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti is being preached under the guidance of Rupa Goswami, who is our acharya. So, this Shankaracharya, who came to re-establish the authenticity of the Vedas and apparently preached Mayavad, impersonalism, Shankaracharya is an incarnation of Lord Shiva. In Padma Puran, Shankar Bhagwan tells his eternal consort, Mother Parvati, Mayavadam asatshastram vachannam bauddham uchyate mayaiva vihitam devi kalau brahmana murtina. In Kali Yuga, I will come in the form of a Brahman and I will preach Mayavad, which is actually a covered form of Buddhism only. It is Buddhistic philosophy only. But it is in a covered form. At least it will establish the authenticity of the Vedas. Then Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, they can build on that and give more bhakti like that. So Shankaracharya is an incarnation of Lord Shiva. And tomorrow is Shivratri. It is the day we celebrate the glories of Lord Shiva. And therefore, we are going to speak. We are going to connect Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gaur Leela and the glories of Lord Shiva. So, it is said in Gaura Ganodesh Dipika by the son of Shivananda Sen, who is the author, Kavi Karnapur. He says, Bhaktavatar Acharyo Advaito Shri Sadashiva. So we chanted, Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa. Bhakta Rupa is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Swarup, and his Swarup is Nityananda Prabhu. Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avatar. And that Supreme Lord who incarnated in the form of a Bhakta Avatar, he is Advaita Acharya. He is a combined incarnation of Sadashiv and Lord Vishnu. So here it is said, Bhaktavatar. Bhaktavatar means Advaita. Bhaktavatar Acharyo Advaito Shri Sadashiva. That this Advaita Acharya is Sadashiva. He is an incarnation of Shivji. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Adi Leela, Kaviraj Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that Advaita Acharya is also, he is Karana Dakshaya Vishnu. Like that. Garbha Dakshaya Vishnu and Shiro Dakshaya Vishnu come from Advaita Acharya. He is the source of the Purusha Avatars, like that. So, Advaita Acharya is a combined incarnation of Lord Vishnu and Sadashiva. So, let us discuss some glories of Lord Shiva by discussing the glories of Advaita Acharya, who is an incarnation of Lord Shiva in Kali Yuga, in Gaur Leela. So, it is described in Chaitanya Bhagavat, my dear friends, in the Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Vrindavandas Thakur, who is a disciple of Nityananda Prabhu. He describes that one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the house of Srivas Thakur, and again he went to the DT room and he picked up all the Shaligram Shilas that Srivas Thakur would worship. And on the asan of the Shaligram Shilas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down. This is before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He is still Navadvip Vihari, Sachinandan Gaurahari. So he comes to the house of Srivas Acharya and he goes, Srivas Pandit, he goes to the puja room, picks up the Shaligram Shilas, keeps them on his lap, and he himself sits down on the asana of the deities. And he tells Srivas Thakur, and all the devotees are also assembled there because they are going to start their Nam Sankirtan very soon. So all the devotees are assembled. Most of them have come, some are yet to come. Mahaprabhu is there and he tells everybody, come on, ask me for benedictions. Why are you worried? I am your Lord. Ask me for benedictions. So devotees come. Gadadhar Pandit is fanning the Lord. Srivas Thakur takes the Aarti Parasaranila, starts offering Aarti to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some devotees are fanning him with chamar. and devotees come one by one and they ask for benedictions. All the benedictions the devotees ask, they are spiritual benedictions. Nobody asks mundane benedictions from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They come and they say, my father doesn't allow me to come to Srivasangan at night or the night Sankirtans. Please bless my father so that he gets Krishna Prem and he doesn't stop me anymore. And Mahaprabhu gave blessing. And immediately the father became a pure devotee. Somebody would say that my teacher is not a devotee. He forbids me from joining you in Nam Sankirtan. Please give Krishna Prem to my guru, to my teacher. And immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would fulfill that desire of the devotee. And the teacher would become a pure devotee. Like that, so many, people would ask, please bless my wife. She is not favorable to Krishna consciousness. Immediately the wife became pure devotee. Someone would say that my children are not listening. They are not accepting Krishna consciousness. Please make my children pure devotees. Immediately the children became mad with Krishna Prem by the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was the mercy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was bestowing on everybody without any discrimination. At that time, Srivas Pandit, he comes forward and he speaks. Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, Mahashaya Srinivasa Balena Gosai Aire Deyaba Prema Esa Bachai. So here, Srivas Pandit is addressed as Mahashaya Srinivas. So Srivas Thakur, Srivas Pandit, the incarnation of Narad Muni, Srivas Pandit. Srivas means the place, the residence of Shriji. Srivas. It can be, Shri is Radharani originally, but Shri can also mean Lakshmi. So Srivas is one of the names of the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, because Mother Lakshmi never leaves. She always lives. So Srivas. Srivas is non-different from Shri Nivas, because Vas means residence and Nivas also means residence only. It's synonymous. So Srivas and Srinivas is synonymous. Therefore here in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Mahashaya Srinivas refers to Srivas Pandit. Srinivas and Srivas is non-different. Even in our Gaur Arti, it is said, Jayo Jayo Gaura Chande Arati Kashobha Janavi Tata Bane Jagamana Lobha Dakhi Nenitai Chambame Godadhara Nikate Advaita Shrini Vasa Chhatradhara Srinivasa Chhatradhara. Srinivas is holding umbrella during Gaur Arti. He is holding the umbrella over the head of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srinivas. In Gaur Arti also, Srivas Pandit is called Srinivas. So, this is not Srinivas Acharya who came in the next generation. So, this is Srinivas refers to Srivas Pandit, because Srinivas and Srivas are synonymous. Just wanted to clarify that point. Because one devotee was saying that, oh, it is, how can it be Srinivas Chhatradhar? With Advaita Acharya, it should be Srivas Pandit. But to fit it in the meter, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said Srinivas, because a longer word is required there to fit the meter. So Srivas Chhatradhar doesn't fit, so Srinivas, but the meaning is same. So Mahashaya Srinivasa Balena Gosai Aire Deyaba Prema Eisa Bachai. He's saying, oh my dear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Aire Deyaba Prema. Give Prem to your I. I means mother. In Marathi also we call I. Bengali also it is I. So I means mother. So Aire Deyaba Prema. Give Prema Bhakti to your I, to your mother. A Sabe Chai. This is what we all want. All of us want that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give Prema Bhakti to your mother. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says very gravely, no. I will not give Prema Bhakti to my mother. She will not get Prema Bhakti because she has committed Vaishnava Aparadha. When Srivas Pandit hears this from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srivas Pandit says, stop, stop, Mahaprabhu, don't speak like this.
You are saying that Sachi Mata has committed Vaishnava Aparadha and therefore she is not eligible for Krishna Prem. Just hearing this, the devotees will give up their bodies. We will give up our bodies. It is so painful to hear this. Don't say, don't speak like this. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that no, I am speaking the truth. My mother, Sachi Devi, has committed Vaishnava Aparadha against Nada, against Advaita Acharya. Another name for Advaita Acharya is Nada. She has committed Vaishnava Aparadha against Advaita Acharya, therefore she will not get Krishna Prem. The only solution is Advaita Charana Dhuli Laile Mathaya Haibeka Prema Bhakti Amara Adnyaya. If by my order Sachi Devi goes, my mother goes and takes Advaita Charana Dhuli, dust from the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya, and Laile Mathaya, and puts it on her head. She puts the dust from the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya on her head, Haibeka Prema Bhakti. Then she will get Prema Bhakti. Only then. Because she has committed Vaishnava Aparadha against Advaita Acharya. So then Srivas Thakur says to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, what is this? Sachi Devi is the personification of bhakti. She bore you in her own womb. She is the mother of the whole universe because she held Vishwambhar in her womb. Because she held Vishwambhar, she is Vishwamata. She is the mother of the whole universe. How can you say that she is an aparadhi and she is not eligible? I cannot accept this. Even if she has committed some aparadha, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nullify that aparadha and give her Krishna Prem. Free her from Vaishnava aparadha immediately. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, oh Srivas, you are Srivas Pandit. Pandit means one who is learned. You should know these things. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in his Bhagwan Bhav. He says, you should know these things. How was the offense that Durvas Muni had committed against my devotee Ambarish? How was that offense nullified? You tell me. You know it. Although I am the Lord of the whole universe, I am Vishwambhar, I am Vishwanath, I am Jagannath, there is one thing that I cannot do. And that is to erase Vaishnava Aparadha. Vaishnava Aparadha is erased only and only when forgiveness comes from the Vaishnava who has been offended. You know that, Srivas. Therefore, don't speak like this. I cannot erase the Vaishnava Aparadha that Sachi Devi has committed. And therefore, even though she may be my mother, she is not eligible to receive Krishna Prem. Hearing this, Srivas Thakur and all the devotees, they were heartbroken. And they immediately went running to Advaita Acharya, who was just now coming. Advaita Acharya was running late tonight to come to Srivasangam. He was running a few minutes late by the Leela Shakti of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Advaita Acharya is almost there. He is just outside the house of Srivas Thakur and he sees Srivas Thakur and all the devotees running out. Murari Gupta is there. Shivananda Sen is there. Kolavecha Sridhar is there. Gangadas Pandit is there. Ramai Pandit is there. Nandan Acharya is there. All the devotees are there. They fall at the feet of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya says, what happened? What happened? They say that Advaita Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that he will not give Prema Bhakti to his own mother, Srimati Sachi Devi, because she has committed offense against you. Only when you put the dust of your feet on her head will she be forgiven. And only then she will be able to receive Prema Bhakti. When Advaita Acharya hears this, he puts his hands on his head and says, hi, hi, what are you saying? You are all wanting to kill me with these words. Don't speak such words.
I am so fallen that I cannot even begin to understand the glories of Srimati Sachi Devi. She is the personality who was selected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as his mother. I was fasting and crying and offering prayers and offering Ganga Jal and Tulsi leaves to my Shaligram Shila on the banks of Ganga in Shridham, Mayapur. I was sitting in a holy place, worshipping the Supreme Lord, offering him Ganga Jal to his Shaligram form, offering Tulsi leaves to Shaligram, and I was crying, offering prayers, doing Naam Kirtan. I was following all the limbs of bhakti. I was reading Bhagavatam prayers, Bhagavad Gita. I was praying. I used to fast for years. I would cry for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to descend and deliver this world. But he chose the womb of Sachi Devi to appear. He could have appeared in my house, but I was not qualified. He appeared in the house of Sachi Devi. How much love Sachi Mata has for Nimai Pandit, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She cannot live without him. Who am I? Such a fallen soul. Sachi Devi is the source of all bhakti. She is fit to sit upon my head. She is my mother. How can I put the dust of my feet on Sachi Devi? And then, thinking like this, Advaita Acharya is remembering the glories of Sachi Mata. He's saying, she is Yashoda, she is Devaki, she is Yashoda. And he faints, becomes unconscious, my dear friends. In front of all the devotees, glorifying Sachi Devi, calling her Yashoda, Yashoda. Our Advaita Acharya, who is an incarnation of Sadashiv, Bhaktavatara Acharyo, Advaito Shri Sadashiva. Our Sadashiv, Advaita Acharya, becomes unconscious in ecstasy, remembering the wonderful devotional qualities of Sachi Mata. What is this? Advaita Acharya knows that many, many, many centuries ago, as Shankar Bhagwan, Advaita Acharya knew that during the 7th Manvantara, Vaivaswat Manu, during the reign of Vaivaswat Manu, the son of Surya Dev, Vivashwan, is the current Manu, Vaivaswat Manu, he is the 7th Manu. During the 7th Manvantara, Takshad Bhagwan, Ete chamsa kala pumsa krishnastu bhagwan swayam. Swayam bhagwan Krishna will appear towards the end of Dwapar Yuga. So Shankar Bhagwan was preparing for the advent of Bhagwan Krishna. And he started praying, mantra japa, meditation, dhyan, austerities for thousands of celestial years. Advaita Acharya knows that 6 months on earth is one day of the celestial realm. And one night of the celestial realm is another 6 months. Thousands such celestial years, Shankar Bhagwan was fasting, doing Naam Jap, doing austerities, and praying sincerely with tears in his eyes to be able to participate in Krishna Leela in Dwapar Yuga. And once in a day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus in one day of Brahma. Only during the 7th Manu, Krishna comes himself. And Shankar Bhagwan is praying to Krishna that when you come in your original form, I want to have your darshan. Therefore, for years, celestial years, he is doing jap and tap. Finally, Krishna gave him darshan and said, I am very pleased with you, O Ashutosh. Normally, Shankar Bhagwan is the one to become pleased.
But Shankar Bhagwan is doing austerities to please his Lord, who is Krishna. So Krishna comes and says, my dear Ashutosh, I am very pleased with you. Please ask me what benediction you want. And Shankar Bhagwan, with folded hands, he prays to Krishna. I know very soon in Dwapar Yuga you are going to appear as Shankar, as Krishna Chandra in Vrindavan. I want to witness your Vraja Leela, your Vrindavan pastimes. So can you please make me a stone in Vrindavan? And then Shankar Bhagwan thought, oh Krishna, I asked for too much. I don't deserve to be a stone in Vrindavan. He says, please, sorry, that is too much. Make me a few grains of dust particles in Vrindavan so that I can witness your Vraja Leela. Please. And Krishna is so pleased. Krishna is the source of Ashutosh. Krishna is so pleased with his devotee, Shankar Bhagwan, that he tells Shiva, my dear Shiva, all auspiciousness to you. Why a few grains of dust? Why a rock? I will make you a mountain in Vrindavan. Go immediately to Nandagaon and become the Nandeshwar mountain. Become the Nandeshwar hill, and my father Nanda Baba and my mother Yashoda Mai will construct their palace on top of your head on Nandeshwar hill. And I, along with my first expansion, Balram, we will play and frolic on you with our friends and cows, and you will witness all my pastimes. Ahaha, Shankar Bhagwan went into bliss and he immediately came running to Vraj and became to Nandeshwar mountain. In Dwapar Yuga, in the end, when Krishna appeared in this world, so many demons came to Gokul Mahavan. Finally getting tired, Nanda Baba decided that we should, all the Brajvasis, we should move to another place. And they came and established Nandagaon. And Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai constructed their palace on Nandeshwar mountain, who is the incarnation of Shankar Bhagwan. And in that way, Shankar Bhagwan's desire was fulfilled to witness all the beautiful Vraja pastimes of Krishna. When Krishna was still a small child, one day Shankar Bhagwan could not bear separation from Krishna, because Krishna was inside the house. He was inside Nanda Bhavan. And Shankar Bhagwan wanted Krishna to come out. If he doesn't come out soon, then I want to go inside. He had so much utkantha, so much eagerness to take darshan of Krishna. So he immediately took the form of Shankar, Lord Shiva. And he came, entered the courtyard, opened the gate and entered the courtyard of Yashoda Mai. When Yashoda Mai, who was sitting inside with Kanha, when she heard that somebody opened the gate of the courtyard, she picked up Krishna and she went out to see who it was. She opened the door and looked into the courtyard, and she saw a yogi, who is Shankar Bhagwan. He was tall, very strongly built, powerfully built. His hair were matted on his head. His entire body was covered with dust of the crematorium, the ashes from the crematorium. He was wearing a garland of skull and bones. There were snakes wrapped around his neck and different parts of his body. And actually, there were even scorpions and spiders on his body. And he was holding Shulapani. He was holding Trishul in one hand and Damru in the other. What a fierce looking yogi, holding a Trishul and a Damru, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. He was playing his Damru. And he enters the courtyard of Nanda Bhavan. Snakes, scorpions, spiders on his body, ash from crematorium, wearing skulls and bone garland. When Mother Yashoda sees this fearsome looking yogi, she thinks that Kanha will get very scared upon seeing him. So she immediately shuts the door of the house and remains inside with Krishna. Shankar Bhagwan is very disappointed. He calls out, "Oh Maya, oh Yashoda Maya, I have come to take darshan of your Lala. Please bring him out." Mother Yashoda opens the door just a crack, looks at this fearsome looking yogi and tells him, "My Lala is very small. He is only few years old. He is still a small boy. He will get scared if he sees you. You go away." And cut. She slams the door again. Shankar Bhagwan is very disheartened. He says, "Oh Maya, I have come from a long distance. I have come from the Himalayas. I broke my austerities and meditation just to come and take darshan of Lala. Please don't do this. Please bring him out. I want to see him." Mother Yashoda opens the door, crack, just a little bit, and again says, "This is not possible. You are very fierce looking, very scary. My son is just a few years old. He will get scared. You go away now." She slams the door again. Shankar Bhagwan is again very disappointed, very disheartened, nirash. He says to Yashoda Mai, "Oh Maya, if you don't bring Kanha out, then I will sit here in your courtyard and sit and wait patiently until Kanha comes out. If you don't bring him out, I will wait here, sit and wait until the time that he comes out to play so I can have my darshan." And Shankar Bhagwan, he plants his damru on one side, he plants his trishul on the other side, and phat, he sits down in the courtyard with an erect back, waiting patiently for Krishna to come. Mother Yashoda gets angry at Shankar, at this yogi. She goes to the kitchen, picks up few vraja rotis, and thak, 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 she comes out of the house, comes to the courtyard, comes in front of this yogi, and hands him over a stack of vraja rotis, and says, "I know you yogis, you only come for few pieces of roti. Here, these are fresh, hot rotis. I have made them myself. Take them, eat them, be happy, and now go away. Don't sit in my courtyard." And she turns around, thak, 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 she goes inside and slams the door. Because she is wanting to protect her little child. Shankar Bhagwan becomes very nirash. He loses all asha. He loses all hope. He feels hopeless, disappointed. He turns around with those little vraj rotis. He goes. He leaves the house of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai, and he goes down and he goes into the forest and sits down very disappointed. And then he starts praying to Krishna with a hope, with the asha that he will get Krishna Darshan. Krishna Darshana Lalasa. With that asha, with that desire, he starts praying in that forest. Therefore, Shankar Bhagwan became known as Asheshwar Mahadev in Nandagaon. Asheshwar Mahadev and that forest where he was praying with the asha, with the hope of getting darshan of Krishna, became known as Asheshwar Vana. So in Asheshwar Vana, Asheshwar Mahadev was sitting and praying. And he was praying in his heart for Krishna to come and give darshan. Now Yashoda Mai is sitting comfortably in her house, the yogi is gone, she is happy and relieved, and she starts feeding some butter to Kanha. But Kanha understands that my greatest devotee, Vaishnavana Mitha Shambhu, is heartbroken because Mother Yashoda could not recognize him, that he is Mahadev. She thought he is just some yogi by the Yoga Maya potency, Leela Shakti. And therefore she drove him away. This is the power of Yashoda Mai, who is Sachi Devi. Advaita Acharya knows these truths. So Krishna understands that my devotee is very disheartened, he is very sad. He's sitting and praying for me, and my mother is not letting me go to him. So Krishna starts crying loudly. He starts crying very, very loudly. And Mother Yashoda starts, she does all different attempts to pacify him. Let me give him some milk, let me give him some butter, let me give him some sweet, some laddu. Laddu Gopal will eat laddu and become pacified. But nothing can pacify. Krishna is crying loudly. all the neighboring gopis, all the servants of Yashoda Mai, they all gather. They all gather inside the house of Nanda Maharaj. They are all looking at Krishna. He is crying. Then they try. Oh, Mother Yashoda, maybe he is tired of eating your laddus and your makhan. Come. Come, Lala. Come. I will give you. I will feed. Huh? Come. I will feed. I will sing a song. All the gopis try. But nobody is able to pacify Krishna because Krishna is crying for Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu, for the supreme devotee, Shankar Bhagavan. He is crying for Lord Shiva. Shivaji is crying for Krishna and Krishna is crying for Shankar. Just see the love between Bhagavan and Bhakta. Hare Krishna. Nothing can pacify. Finally, Purnamasi, who is the elder, very mature lady, Vraja Gopi, Purnamasi, wearing her white sari, she says, see, that's why we chant in a white Japmala. We chant in the white Japmala. Because Purnamasi, the color of her sari is white. And Purnamasi represents the Yoga Maya Shakti, the Leela Shakti of Krishna. Therefore, we keep our beads, including our Tulsi beads, we keep them inside this white Japamala. So that, and then we chant inside the mala. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So when we chant under the cover of this white Purnamasi, then we will get entrance by the Leela Shakti, by the mercy of Leela Shakti, we will get entrance by chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We will get entrance into Vraja Leela. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So we should use white Japamala. If possible. Hare Krishna. So Purnamasi says, oh my dear Yashoda, Kanha is crying because usko nazar lag gayi hai. Somebody has cast an evil eye on him. Tell me all the people who have come into your house today. Kaun kaun aaya batao? Tell me who has come in your house. Tell me the names. Yashoda Mai starts thinking. She says, Sunanda had come. Abhinanda had come. Upananda Maharaj also had come. And today even Brishabhanu Maharaj had come. He had brought something for his friend Nanda Baba. So Brishabhanu Maharaj had come. Who else came? And yes, sometime ago when Yogi came, a Yogi from Himalayas had come. His body was covered with ashes. He was fierce looking. He was wearing a garland of skulls and bones, and there were snakes. What to speak of snakes? There were even scorpions and spiders on his body. I got so scared, and I was worried that Krishna will get even more scared. So I just gave him some rotis and I sent him on his way. Purnamasi says, yes, now I got the diagnosis. That yogi has cast an evil eye on Kanha. That's why Kanha cannot stop crying. Tell me, where is that yogi? Where did you send him? We have to call him back. Because he knows how to cure his nazar, his evil eye. So Mother Isha says, I don't know. He just went in that direction. I'm not sure where he went. So all the gopis say, Mother Isha, you don't worry. You just stay here with Kanha. We are going and we will find that yogi and we will be right back. So our fearless gopis, they just branch out in all directions around Nanda Bhavan. And they start looking everywhere for this yogi. And sure enough, in Asheshwar 1, they find this yogi sitting and praying. And Purnamasi tells Asheshwar Mahadev, hey yogi, we know you have put an evil glance on our beloved Kanha. Come on, Mother Yashoda is calling you. Now you take mustard oil and you make some potion so that nazar utar jayegi. So that your evil, the evil eye, evil glance that you have cast on Kanha will be nullified. Come on and give the medicine for the evil glance that you have cast on him. Come on, come on, come with us. So they pick up that yogi and they bring him to Nanda Bhavan. And Shankar Bhagwan is in ecstasy. He's saying, Krishna is answering my prayers. So then, when this yogi comes and stands again in the courtyard of Nanda Baba, surrounded by all the gopis, along with Purnamasi, Yashoda Mai comes outside. Yashoda Mai, Rohini, they come outside with Krishna in Yashodamai's arms. And Krishna was crying and wailing as soon as Yashodamai brings him outside in the courtyard and Krishna sees Shankar Bhagwan. Krishna starts smiling. He stops crying and he starts smiling, looking at his devotee Shankar. And Shivji starts smiling. Oh, my Krishna has come to give me darshan. How beautiful he is. And he is just looking at him, drinking the beauty of Krishna through his eyes. Three eyes, Shankar Bhagwan. And he is feeling envious towards Indra. I have only three eyes. Indra has so many eyes he can see Krishna with. But I have only two. I have only three eyes. So Shankar Bhagwan has three eyes, but he was not satisfied. He wanted more. With his eyes, he was drinking the unlimited beauty of Krishna. And Krishna was looking at his beloved devotee Shankar and he was smiling. As soon as Yashodamai noticed that Krishna has stopped crying, Krishna is cured. She immediately turned around and took Krishna back inside, thinking that he will get scared of this deadly looking yogi. Now, as soon as Krishna is taken inside the house, again, Krishna starts yelling and screaming and starts throwing a tantrum. Then Purnamasi chastises Yashodamai. Arey, why are you so restless? Why did you take him inside as soon as he stopped crying? First, we have to remove the evil glance. Bring him back. Yashodamai brings back Kanha. And as soon as Kanha sees Shankar Bhagwan again, he immediately stops crying. And Yashodamai and all the gopis, they are pacified, seeing that Krishna is happy, he is smiling. So then Yashodamai asks the yogi, "Oh yogi, Baba, you have put some evil eye on my son. Please remove that eye quickly. Make some medicine from mustard oil and make it and remove the evil eye." Shankar Bhagwan shakes his head. He says, No, this is not going to come with some medicine of salt, mustard oil, this and that. Nothing is going to work. The only way to remove the evil influence that I have cast on Kanha is, you have to put Kanha's lotus feet on my head. Only when I get dust from his lotus feet will I be able to remove the evil glance that I have cast on him. So Shankar Bhagwan also is playing now with Yashodamai. Yashodamai says, no, impossible. I will never put my son's feet on your head. You have got snakes sitting there. There are scorpions and even spiders. No. Saying this, Yashodamai again picks up Krishna, turns around and runs inside the house and closes the door. As soon as she closes the door, Krishna starts yelling and crying again. Yashodamai is forced to open the door and come outside. And all the gopis says, "You have to do it." Yashodamai says, "Nahi, no, I will not put Krishna on his head. What if some snakes bite Krishna?" And Shankar Bhagwan says, "That is the only way. You have to put his feet on my head. Come on." And all the gopis says, "Do it." And Madhurisha says, No. Finally, all the gopis, including Purnamasi, she tells Yashodamai sternly, "Yashodharani, please, we all love Krishna. We want him to stop crying. We want him to be happy again and play and dance and sing with us. Come on, nothing will happen. We are standing here. This yogi will not be able to do anything. Come on, put Kanha's lotus feet on this yogi's head. That is the solution." So Yashodamai comes and she very carefully places the two soft lotus feet of Krishna, marked with beautiful 19 auspicious symbols, on the Lord of all auspiciousness, Shiva's head. Hare Krishna. As soon as the lotus feet of Krishna touch the head of Chandramole, touches the head of Shankar Bhagwan, Shankar Bhagwan goes into ecstasy and he starts dancing and doing Naam Kirtan in the courtyard of Yashodamai. And seeing the dance of this yogi, Krishna was smiling up till now. Now Krishna starts laughing and clapping his hands. Seeing the nritya of Shankar Bhagwan in ecstasy, Krishna goes in ecstasy. He starts clapping his hands and starts laughing. Krishna is thinking, this Shankar Bhagwan does stand up nritya. He destroys the whole world and just see. He is such a great devotee that after obtaining dust from my feet, he is dancing in ecstasy so sweetly. And seeing Krishna laugh, all the other gopas and gopis who are watching, they start clapping their hands and they start laughing. And seeing that Krishna is happy, all the gopis become happy. They start clapping their hands and they start laughing. And Yashoda Mani also starts clapping her hands and she starts laughing. And Shankar Bhagwan is making music with his damru and he's dancing and he's singing auspicious prayers and he's dancing in ecstasy, having obtained the darshan of Krishna and having obtained the dust from his lotus feet. Yashoda Mai sees how Krishna has become so happy and ecstatic in the presence of this Yogi Baba. She tells this Yogi, "Oh Yogi Baba, please never leave Vrindavan. Always stay in Vrindavan because you are giving so much pleasure to my Kanha. The pleasure of my Kanha is my life and soul. You are making Kanha so happy. So never leave us. Please always stay in Vraj. Always stay in Nandgaon. Whenever my Kanha cries, I will bring him to you." So Shankar Bhagwan is very happy, very ecstatic that Yashoda Mai is giving me this permission, this ajna, this order. He says, "Yes, by all means, I will never leave Nandagaon. I will never leave Nandeshwar Parvat. I will stay here forever. But please fulfill two conditions." Yashoda Mai says, "Ask for anything, I will give you." So Shankar Bhagwan says, "Our Asheshwar Mahadev has only this asha, this abhilasha. He says, I want two things. One is, every day when you bathe Krishna, please bring some charanamrut and sprinkle it on my head. You have already given me dust from his lotus feet. Now, bring his charanamrut every day to me after you bathe him." Yashoda Mai says, "All right, I will do that, I promise." What is the second thing? Shankar Bhagwan says, that after you feed your Kanha with your own loving hands, whatever Uchishtha is there, whatever remnants are there, bring me his Mahaprasad every day. So Yashoda Mai says, in the afternoon when I feed him every day, the Rajbhog, I will give you his Mahaprasad. And in the morning when I bathe him, I will give you Charanamrut also. And I'll sprinkle it on your head. You stay close by. Stay near Nanda Bhavan only. And from that day, our Nandishwar Mahadev is always present in Nandagaon. And even today, the Charanamrit from the temple, in Krishna Balaram's Charanamrit, is sprinkled on the head of Shankar Bhagwan. And the Rajbhog offering also first goes to Shankar Bhagwan. Our Deenbandhu Prabhu, he says that this is the way of worshipping the Devatas. This is the way of worshipping Mahadev and other Devatas. You give them the Charanamrit of Krishna, you give them the Mahaprasad of Krishna. That is first class worship of Devatas, of the demigods. Now, Advaita Acharya knows this had happened in Dwapar Yuga. It was Advaita Acharya who had come as the yogi, and it was Sachi Mata who was Yashoda Mai, who had the power of driving him out and who had the power of giving him eternal residence in Vraja. This is the power of Yashoda Mai. Advaita Acharya in the form of Sadashiv is begging and praying and doing austerities as Asheshwar Mahadev to get one darshan of Krishna. He is depending on Yashoda Mai to receive the dust from Krishna's feet, to receive the charanamrut from Krishna's feet, and to receive Krishna's remnants, Mahaprasad. Asheshwar Mahadev, who is Sadashiv, who is Advaita Acharya, is dependent on Yashoda Mai, who is Sachidevi, to receive all this prasad, all this mercy. And now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that Sachi Mata's dust, that Sachi Mata's head, who carries Krishna in her arms, who feeds Krishna her love in the form of her breast milk, you have to put the dust of your feet on that mother, on that Yashoda Mai, on that Sachi Devi. Thinking like this, Advaita Acharya becomes unconscious and falls down. My dear friends, as soon as Advaita Acharya falls down, our Vrindavan Das Thakur says, "Bhujiya samaya aila bahira, acharya charana dhuli laile shira." That as soon as Sachi Mata saw that Advaita Acharya has fainted in ecstasy after glorifying her, she says, "This is my opportunity. This is my opportunity." And she immediately came out. And Acharya Charana Dhuli, she took the dust from Advaita Acharya's feet and she put it on her head. As soon as Sachi Mata put the dust from the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya, who is Sadashiv, on her head, now Sachi Mata, she starts glorifying the qualities of Advaita Acharya and thinking of the greatness of Advaita Acharya. It was he who called Vishwambhar down to this earth. It was the prayers of Advaita Acharya, answering the prayers of Advaita Acharya, Vishwambhar agreed to come here and he agreed to become my son. Oh, ho, ho, thinking of the glories of Advaita Acharya. Now Sachi Mata goes in ecstasy. She gets Krishna Prem and crying in Krishna Prem in ecstasy, she faints and falls down on the ground. Seeing that Advaita Acharya and Sachi Mata both have fainted in ecstasy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he starts smiling. Hase Prabhu Vishwambhara Khatara Upare Prasanna Haiya Prabhu Bale Jana Nire. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vishwambhara sitting on the khat, sitting on the bed of Shaligram Shilas, Hase Prabhu, he started smiling. And Prasanna Haila Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very prasanna, very happy, and Bale Jana Nire. He started speaking to his Janani. Oh, wake up, Mother Sachi. Now your life is perfect. You have obtained the dust from the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya. You have begged forgiveness for your offenses against him. Now you are freed from all Vaishnava Aparad. Ekhane se Vishnu Bhakti haila tomara Advaita rasthane aparadha nahi ara. Now, Advaita rasthane aparadha nahi ara. Now there is no more aparad against Advaita Acharya. You have been forgiven for your offense against Advaita Acharya. And Vrindavan Thakur describes, Janani re lakshya shiksha guru bhagavan tarayena vaishnava aparadha savadhan. Through his Janani, through his mother, shiksha, he is giving us shiksha guru bhagavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is guru bhagavan. He is jagat guru. He is everyone's guru. And he is giving us shiksha, he is teaching us a lesson about Vaishnava Aparad. Savadhan! Be very cautious of Vaishnava Aparad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us using the example of his own mother. Jananire lakshe shiksha guru bhagavan karayena Vaishnava Aparadha savadhan. He is making us savadhan, he is making us cautious. Don't commit Vaishnava Aparad. And what was the Vaishnava Aparad? That is another lecture. That is another class. But I will tell you in just a very brief synopsis. Vrindavan Das Thakur describes that Vishwarup was the older brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Vishwarup was non-different from Nityananda Swarup. He is Nityananda Prabhu. And he was the darling of everyone. And he used to associate with Advaita Acharya a lot. Because he saw that nobody is a devotee except Advaita and Shriva Thakur. So he would associate with them. Advaita Acharya had two homes. One in Shantipur, one in Navadvip. That time Advaita Acharya was living in Navadvip. And Vishwarup, Srivas Thakur and Advaita Acharya. And Haridas Thakur also was there. And they would converse together. They would talk together. Even Gadhar Pandit would associate with them. Gangadas Pandit also sometimes. They would sit and they would discuss Krishna Katha. And then when Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata saw that Vishwarup is becoming too much detached from material life and is becoming very much engrossed in the activities of Advaita Acharya, who was the leader of the Vaishnavas, Jagannath Mishra decided to get Vishwarup married and he started looking for girls for him. And Vishwarup overheard one night his father and mother talking that they are planning his marriage. So without saying anything to anybody, that very night, Vishwarup left home. And he took sannyas. And then the news reached Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata that your son who had left home has become a sannyasi. His name is Shankararanya. And they never saw him again. Then Jagannath Mishra, he left this world. Then Sachi Mata got Chaitanya Mahaprabhu married to Lakshmi Priya Devi. Then to earn for the family, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to East Bengal. In separation, Lakshmi Priya Devi left this world. Then Vishwambhar came back. And just to satisfy Sachi Devi, he married again Vishnu Priya Devi. he married again, Vishnupriya Devi. Then to do his father's Shraddha, he went to Gaya. There he got initiated from Ishwarpuri, whose disappearance there was yesterday. So everything is connected. And then when he came back from Gaya after receiving Diksha from Ishwarpuri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started, Nimai Pandit started manifesting his devotional roop, Bhakta roop. He became Bhakta roop. Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta roop. He became Bhakta roop after receiving Diksha from Ishwarpuri. And he became such a Bhakta this world has never seen before. Never. He used to cry chanting the names of Krishna. His hair would stand on end. He would faint unconscious, remembering the pastimes from Srimad Bhagavatam. And he would talk everything in relationship to Krishna. And he started associating with Advaita Acharya a lot. And then Sachi Mata became fearful that I already lost my son, Vishwaroop. At that time, Sachi Devi had thought negatively about Advaita Acharya. But she never spoke anything. She just thought negatively that this Advaita Acharya, in his association, I lost my son, Vishwaroop. But she didn't say anything. Vrindavan Das Thakur says that Sachi Mata told herself, Advaita Acharya is a great Vaishnava. Don't think like this about Advaita Acharya, it will be Vaishnava Aparad. And she stopped herself from thinking and speaking at that time when Vishwaroop took sannyas. But now, when her only child, Vishwambhar, also started associating with Advaita Acharya day and night, Sachi Devi became very fearful that the same thing will happen. He will leave Vishnupriya Devi. He will leave me. He will leave all his friends. And he will take sannyas in the association of Advaita Acharya. And then, for the second time, she thought to herself, everyone knows him as Advaita. But actually, Advaita means one who is non-dual, non-duplicious. But this Advaita, he appears like a devotee, but he is actually a homebreaker. He is a heartbreaker. He is going to kill me. He is Dvaita. By taking both my sons away, he is going to kill me and destroy me. Now I don't even have my husband. All I have is my Vishwambhar. All that Vishnupriya Devi has is Vishwambhar. And Advaita Acharya, in his association, in his company, we will lose Vishwambhar. She thought to her like that, but again, she checked herself. That no, Advaita Acharya is a great Vaishnava. He is the leader of all the Vaishnavas. I remember how he had come with Sita Thakurani when Nimai Pandit was born from my womb. They were there at his birth ceremony. They got gifts for him. Along with Malini and Srinivas Thakur, Sita Thakurani and Advaita were there. They are like second parents to Nimai, to my Nimai. Why am I thinking like this about them? This is not good. She corrected herself. But still, my dear friends, it was a Vaishnava Aparad. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not give Krishna prem to his own mother, to Sachi Devi, for a Vaishnava Aparad. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in this regard that in Kali Yuga, mental offenses are not considered. But verbal and physical offenses are considered. Mental offenses are not considered, thankfully, in Kali Yuga. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, but mental offenses are considered in a dham. In a holy place, in a dham, even mental offenses are considered in Kali Yuga. And Sachi Mata was in dham. She was in Navadvip dham. Therefore, my dear friends, we have to be very cautious. All of us are always in dham. Because wherever there is Tulsi Maharani, it is dham, it is Vrindavan. Vrinda Devi is there, it is Vrindavan. We have deities in our house, in our homes, it is a dham. We have a temple in our city, in our village, in our town, it is a dham. Because it is Krishnapuri. It is the village of Krishna. Like London is, there is London Ishwar in London, so it is a dham. There is Paris Ishwar in Paris, it is dham. There is Madan Mohan in Atlanta, so Atlanta is a dham. So we are all in dham all the time because we are wearing Tulsi Mala, we have deities at home, we have Bhagavatam at home, we have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at home. Wherever there is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is Vrindavan, Advaita Acharya. Conclusion is, wherever you are, there is Vrindavan. So wherever we are chanting Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, wherever we have the deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is Vrindavan dham. And in Vrindavan Dham, offenses are considered, my dear friends. Therefore, we should never think like this, that Navadvip Dham is the most merciful Dham, offenses are not considered. I will go there and do nonsense. No, it's a very unhealthy mentality. Offenses are considered for devotees everywhere at every time. We should never think negatively about devotees. We should only think positively about devotees. Otherwise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not give us Krishna Prem. Why are we not able to cry when we are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra? We have to think about this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that forgiveness from a Vaishnava Aparad is of two types. This is the last point, my dear friends. Please hear very attentively. This is incredibly important for all of us. Hare Krishna. We commit Vaishnava Aparad. Now we want to be forgiven. How to get forgiven? How to be forgiven? The way we have to be forgiven is, there are two aspects to this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains in Chaitanya Bhagavat that the Vaishnava that we have offended, we have to go to that Vaishnava and beg forgiveness. Beg forgiveness. And if the Vaishnava forgives, then the offense is nullified. As long as we don't repeat it again and we are genuinely repentful. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, if a thorn pricks your heel, your foot, where will the thorn come out from? Where should you remove the thorn from? From the shoulder? No. You have to remove it from the place where it entered. So if you have offended a Vaishnava, you have done Vaishnava Aparad, you have to nullify that Vaishnava Aparad by going back to that Vaishnava, swallowing your pride and begging forgiveness. We cannot stand in front of Krishna and say, Krishna, I'm sorry, I offended Vaishnava, please forgive me. We will not get Krishna Prem. Our spiritual life will be checked, will be halted. The way to get forgiveness is to genuinely feel repentant, go to that Vaishnava, beg forgiveness. If the Vaishnava forgives, then the Vaishnava Aparad is nullified, but we will still not get Krishna Prem. Just by being forgiven, we don't get Krishna Prem. There is another subtle aspect to it. Let us go to the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, my dear friends. Prajapati Daksha offended Lord Shiva. He got severe reaction. His whole yajna was destroyed. He was beheaded. He got a goat's head. He realized his mistake and he begged forgiveness from Krishna and from Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva forgave him. But still, Daksha did not get Krishna Prem. He was not purified. He didn't get Krishna Bhakti. He had to take another birth. And in that birth, that criticizing mentality was still there. And therefore, he criticized and offended Narad Muni. You see, it is there in Bhagavatam. His offensive mentality continued because he just begged forgiveness. That offense was forgiven, but he did not become a pure devotee. He did not get Krishna Prem. And therefore, in the future, it was just a matter of time. In the next life, again, when his sons were preached by Narad Muni, he offended Narad Muni and cursed Narad Muni. Therefore, simply getting forgiveness from a Vaishnava will not work, is not enough. Only Shama is not enough. We need Anugraha. There are two aspects to being forgiven, my dear friends. First aspect is Shama. If the devotee forgives, the offense is nullified, but we don't get Krishna Prem, we don't make advancement. We make advancement when we get Vaishnava Anugraha. When we get the favor of the Vaishnava, and we can get favor of that Vaishnava by humbly serving and pleasing that devotee. When that devotee becomes happy with us and forgives us and actually starts loving us and becomes really pleased with us and bestows his mercy on us, Anugraha, then we make spiritual advancement. Then we are relieved from the mad elephant offense. Then the creeper of bhakti is replanted in fertile soil. When we do Vaishnava Aparad, we are letting loose a mad elephant in a little enclosure where there is only one Bhakti Lata, small devotional plant, and the mad elephant's sole purpose is to grab that plant with its powerful trunk and uproot and throw it on the ground. It's just a matter of time before the leaves will shrivel and dry up and wither away. But if we beg forgiveness and we are forgiven and we serve that Vaishnava to such an extent that the Vaishnava actually prays for us, blesses us and becomes really happy with us, then the Bhakti Lata, the devotional plant, has been replanted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then we water it with Vaishnava Seva, Harinam, Shravanam, Kirtanam, and the plant will become healthy once again. There is a chance. So Anugraha is the aim, not just Kshama. And the example, the proof of this is all over our scriptures. All over our scriptures. When Gopal Chapal was forgiven by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, go and take shelter of Srivas Thakur. It is described that Gopal Chapal went to Srivas Thakur and began serving Srivas Thakur menially. Srivas Thakur Anugraha. He became very pleased with Gopal Chapal. And then he approached Srivas Thakur for initiation. Srivas Thakur said, your spiritual master is not me. Your spiritual master is Purushottam Das. Purushottam Das was an associate of Nityananda Prabhu. And Purushottam Das is an incarnation of Stoka Krishna Gopa from Goloka Vrindavan. So Gopal Chapal went and took Diksha from Purushottam Das Thakur. And he got the name Devakinandan Das. Gopal Chapal became Devakinandan Das and then he wrote the Vaishnava Bhajan, glorifying all the Vaishnavas. It's very beautiful. This is a deep science. Not just by begging forgiveness and the Vaishnava saying, I forgive you, we make spiritual advancement. The chokehold of the mad elephant will be released when the devotee becomes pleased with us by our service, selfless service. Another example is Durvas. Durvas Muni, he begged forgiveness from Ambarish Maharaj. It is described after being forgiven by Ambarish Maharaj when the Sudarshan Chakra went away. That was Kshama. But then Durvas Muni started traveling and started preaching the glories of Bhakti. This made Ambarish Maharaj very happy. And that led to the real advancement of Durvas Muni. He pleased Ambarish Maharaj by his preaching of the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Wherever he went, he preached. Another example is Jagai Madai. Jagai Madai also had offended Nityananda Prabhu, who is Param Vaishnav. They had offended Haridas Thakur. They had chased Haridas Thakur and Nitai. But how did they nullify their offense? Yes, they begged forgiveness and they were forgiven. And the Sudarshan Chakra went away again. But then they asked Mahaprabhu and Nityananda what to do. And they were told, chant 64 rounds every day of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Chant 1 lakh every day. They said, we promise from today we will chant 2 lakh, 128 rounds. They would chant 128 rounds and they would live on the banks of Ganga. And they would serve the devotees who would come to Ganga. If a devotee would come to wash his clothes, Jagai Madai would say, okay, you just do your Ganga snan, we will wash the clothes for you. Please give us the service. We will wash the clothes. And they would wash the clothes for free. Somebody would come to fill water in Ganga. They would say, Mataji, please allow us to carry this water pot to your house. We will carry. And devotees would see that they have got Vaishnava Tilak in 12 places. They are wearing Tulsi Kanthi Mala. They are chanting 2 lakh names. They would allow this service. Okay, you carry. If that's what pleases you, you carry. And they became known as Jagadananda and Madhavananda Brahmachari. They were still not satisfied to do more service, to get Anugraha, to get the favor of devotees. They built Madhai Ghat. This receiving Anugraha, receiving the favorable glance of devotee, is what actually frees us from Vaishnava Aparad, my dear friends. These were some of the thoughts that I wanted to share with all of you. There is actually more material here. Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj and his disciple Madhavananda Prabhu, they analyze this pastime of Sachi Mata's Uddhar as to why this Leela was enacted, what are the reasons. They give four reasons why this Leela was enacted like this. But we don't have time. We are way over time. It's already 12:21. So if Krishna desires, some other time we can discuss a deeper analysis of this Leela of Sachi Devi getting the forgiveness of Advaita Acharya and becoming freed from her Vaishnava Prad. So very important lesson to be learned from the life of Shankar Bhagwan. He's teaching us, he's a supreme Vaishnava. If we offend Shankar Bhagwan, Advaita Acharya, or anybody who is representing Advaita Acharya, who is in the line of Advaita Acharya, which means all devotees and even non-devotees, then it will become a very, very grave offense and our spiritual life will be destroyed. Vrindavan Das Thakur, even in this regard, cites the example of Dhruv Maharaj. He says that when Dhruv Maharaj was offended by his stepmother Suruchi, it was such a grievous Vaishnava Aparad, even though Dhruv at that time had not manifested his devotion to the world. Even though Dhruv by that time was not initiated, he was not a devotee. He was simply playing like a child. He had not chanted any mantra. Dhruv was offended by Suruchi. Even though Dhruv was not a devotee at that time, it became a grave Vaishnava Aparad. So much so that she lost her own son, Uttam. Uttam was killed. She became mad. She went in the forest searching for Uttam, got stuck in a forest fire and was burned to death. Even though she had begged forgiveness from Dhruva. It is described, she had begged forgiveness, but she did not obtain the anugraha of Dhruva Maharaj. It's not that when Uttam died, she said, okay, I will serve, I will take care of Dhruva. He is not different from my son. She still had an attachment to her own son. And she did not consider Dhruva to be Saudar. Saudar means from the same womb, like brothers. She differentiated, this is a stepson, this is a son. She had not received the anugraha of Dhruva, so she was burnt in the forest fire. Vrindavan Das Thakur gives this analysis, my dear friends. It is there in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Very deep. We must introspect on this. It's very scary. At the same time, if we are just careful, it can open the floodgates of Krishna Prem and inundate our lives with Krishna Prem. If we start seeing good qualities in others and we take a vow, I will not criticize anybody. I will not criticize. I will not blaspheme. I will not commit Namaparada. I will not commit Vaishnavaparada. I will not be envious. I will not try to impede the progress of another devotee. I will not criticize devotees. If we just do this and we chant Hare Krishna, the floodgates of Krishna Prem will open for us. So these are some of the thoughts, my dear friends. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Shankar Bhagwan ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the most important lesson that you gave at the end. Very, very striking. Thank you very much, Prabhu. I also wanted to appreciate the class, the way you were connecting Acharya, Lord Chaitanya and Sachi Mata to a similar incident with Lord Shiva, Krishna and Yashoda. That was very, very beautiful. The narrator was so wonderful to hear you speak about that beautiful story of Asheshwar Mahadev. And another thing, as you were saying, you were very, very poetic actually. You were saying Ashutosh was getting, Krishna got very happy with Ashutosh, and then you were saying how you were comparing three eyes versus the several eyes of Lord Indra, three eyes of Lord Shiva with several eyes of Lord Indra. And at that time I was even thinking how nice Indra's curse became such a big blessing that he could, if it is used in a Krishna conscious purpose, how nicely he can use it in seeing the beauty of Krishna. So that's so beautiful, the comparison that you made. Very, very interesting comparison. Thank you so much. And even the other thing was talking about, when you were talking about the Lord of all auspiciousness was blessed by the auspicious lotus feet of Krishna. That was also very poetic and very nice. Very wonderful class, Prabhu. As always, very nice, intense katha with a very nice value at the end, which is important to implement. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for coming and giving us your association and uplifting our Krishna consciousness. We value your classes a lot, Prabhu. The whole class makes a lot of impact. It makes a lot of sense to me. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Priti Vilasini Mataji, for your kind words. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to our Guru Gan. And thank you for this opportunity. Sorry for going over time. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. If there are no more questions, then we can end the session. It's already late. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha ananta koti vaishnavrinda ki jai bhakti sangha japa guru ki jai
chala prabhupada prabhu ki jai
all glories to all hare krishna thank you prabhu ji
hare krishna prabhu ji thank you so very much prabhu ji hare krishna
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Okay. So if there are no questions, then we can end the call. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha ananta koti vaishnavrinda ki jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai Sri Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai Lord, glories of Lord Shiva ki jai, His grace, Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji ki jai, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.